Hello and welcome to Module 3 of Creating Deeper Intimacy and Trust in Relationships. And once again, I'm Freya Inanna.
And I'm Michael Inanna.
And we are really excited to present this module, and it's on modern and not so modern relationship structures and why traditional relationships just are not working.
Yes, we all believe or tend to believe that we know what a relationship should look like. We usually base this belief first on the structure that we grew within which we grew up, for good or bad. We may reject the structure for another, embrace it. You know, we may reject that structure that we grew up with for another one. We may embrace it as an ideal, or we might just kind of muddle through in a state of perpetual confusion. The reality is that there are few things as common and at the same time as misunderstood as committed intimate relationships.
Yes, absolutely.
And the first thing we're going to talk about, and I feel is the biggest, is assumptions.
There are so many assumptions in relationships, especially in your traditional monogamous relationships, because everybody assumes that they know what the expectations are and often don't even talk about what they're expecting the relationship to look like before they get married.
Everybody assumes that they know what they are, and they also assume that everybody else knows the same thing, and everyone is wrong. Every relationship is completely unique to the individuals involved, no matter what. No matter whether it's monogamous, polyamorous, polygamous, it doesn't matter. Every relationship is unique.
Absolutely. And not realizing this just creates the stage, it sets the stage for huge misunderstandings and hurt feelings, drama, trauma, and shaming. You know, even something as simple as two people get married and the man in the relationship, assuming that it's a heterosexual relationship, assumes that his wife is going to do the cooking and the cleaning,
right,
in spite of the fact that she also has a job.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's the woman's job, and he's good doing whatever he chooses to do and not really helping out.
Roles are one of the big things that people just fall into with assumptions. And
absolutely.
And again, the assumptions aren't even the same from person to person. And so
yeah,
there's very little usefulness to assumptions in a relationship, and especially in a brand new relationship.
Yes.
Communication is key.
Yeah, communication is essential in order to begin any form of committed relationship, as well as to maintain it throughout the relationship. The communication must continue, and it must be honest and open communication.
Yes, ruthless. Be ruthless. Be thorough. Assume nothing.
Yes.
You're creating your own framework that you're going to be working from. You're going to create... Just let go of all assumptions. Let go of that word. Let go of it as something that it really has very little usefulness.
Mm-hmm. And as we talked about in Module 1, be upfront. Communicate what your expectations are, what your desires and your dreams and goals are in life. And stop playing the games, not just in dating, but in the relationship too.
Right. Right. That games rely on assumptions. They thrive on them. And mm-hmm. mismatched assumptions are what soap operas are all about. And who wants a life of soap operas? So encourage each other to be open. Talk about all the hard stuff and do it from a place of acceptance, accepting each other completely.
Yeah, encourage each other to be open.
Yes.
Sometimes people don't talk about things that they feel like they're afraid that somebody else won't accept in them. And often that's because they haven't accepted it within themselves. And
right.
And when they feel that acceptance from their partner, their significant other, it really creates a healing space for them to actually do their healing work.
Right. When into me you see, you have true intimacy.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about. And this is a place of unconditional love. And yeah, like Freya said, so many people have the idea that, wow, if people really knew the real me, they wouldn't love me. Nobody would want to be around me. If they knew the real me.
Yeah.
And what they don't realize is everybody around them saying the same thing.
Yes. And this unconditional love does not mean without boundaries.
No.
Everybody gets to be authentic and honest and hold their healthy boundaries in place. Yeah. And you can have unconditional love and still have boundaries.
And this allows each person to exist in a perfect place of authenticity where they can grow, learn, and expand. And the more we are true to our authentic selves as we comprehend it in that moment, the deeper we get to find out who we truly are. Because
yeah.
It never comes all at once. We never get it all at once. We are as interesting and varied and fascinating as anybody else. And getting a relationship with ourself is just as important as getting a relationship with others.
And actually, it's important to at least really get actively involved in knowing who we are and learning who we are and accepting that, creating that relationship with self first.
Yes. Well, yes. But it's our partners that are going to assist us in that process.
Yes.
But that's our first focus. That's our primary focus.
Mm-hmm. And as we integrate each new aspect of our being, that creates the space again, like Michael said, to learn and discover more and
right.
get more deeply connected with who we are.
Now, we're all familiar with the concept of flags in a relationship. Well, here's a big flag. Someone doesn't want to know who you are, doesn't want to explore the assumptions you each hold, and thus insists on shutting down communication.
Mm-hmm. Big flag. Big red flag.
Yes. They are not in love with you. They are in love with a construct in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
They've decided who and what you are, and that's what they've fallen in love with, not the real you. Because if they're not willing to learn who you are and connect and explore that, then who are they in love with? They're in love with an artificial being.
Yeah, and that relationship is going to be all about coercing you to conform to that construct that they've created in their heads.
Yep. And that can be, what a frustrating experience that can be.
Mm-hmm. Also, they're not accessible to you. You only get to deal with their egos, their masks, their games, with only an occasional glimpse of that divine being that they actually are. Because if they're not choosing to show up as that divine being, you know, if they tell you who they are, they come up with something like, you know, all I care about is sex and money. Believe them. Believe them.
Because that's who they are, a being.
That's who they're choosing to show up as.
You may be able to see past that and see their true essence, but their true essence isn't available to you unless they make it available to you. And it never will be. Unless they make it available to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall in love with potential.
Yeah. And for women, that's a particularly easy thing to do. A lot of women are very good at seeing the potential in someone and falling in love with that and feeling like they can take care of them and heal them and fix them.
They can bring that out. They can nurture it into being.
Yeah.
And men who are playing small, they play right into that.
Oh yeah.
They know exactly how to use that, and that there's too many relationships that where men are feeding off women in that place, or sometimes the other way around.
And it's the other way around too.
Yes.
But it's very, very common for women to fall into that place of falling in love with potential.
Yes. And to be honest, few things are as frustrating in a relationship as knocking on the door to another soul and never getting an answer. You can see, you know they're there, you can sense it.
You can see them moving around behind those cloudy windows.
Yeah.
but
you never
they're
get...
They're not coming out.
They're not for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're hidden. They're inaccessible.
Yeah. So don't take on that home improvement project
right.
for a partner.
You cannot heal someone who doesn't desire to be healed, as we said. And everyone is a self-improvement project. Not a home improvement project, but a self-improvement project. And we can support each other that way. But you can't heal somebody who doesn't desire to be healed. who doesn't desire it enough to do the work, actively do the work on themselves.
Yes. Everyone has to do their own work. You cannot do it for them.
And that's always an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, most everyone claims to be working on themselves, but really, what are they actually showing up as? Their actions speak much louder than their words.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you can tell. So, our next point is, why can't I do that? Or, in other words, stepping out of the relationship right-wrong game. So, there are a few things quite so absolute in life as judgment around relationships. Nothing as black and white as, this is not acceptable, or this is required. You know, and it isn't that this is not acceptable to me or this is required to me. It is like it's some sort of rule book that's been put out that says relationships 101 that says this is permitted, this is not.
This is what constitutes a relationship, and anything else is unacceptable.
Right. And I am right, you are wrong. Bullshit. Anything consensual that meets the expectations and desires of everyone involved is just fine.
Yeah. Anything that supports both or all partners, however that relationship looks, and does not hurt anyone. And, you know, legal is a fine line. I know that having more than one partner in some places is termed illegal, so maybe not even that. But whatever works for everyone involved, and everyone is happy, and everyone is of legal age and
being served by that relationship is perfect.
Yeah, it's
for that
perfect for those people in that relationship. So this is why one of the reasons why communication is so essential. Too much time is wasted in pursuing ideals and judgments handed down by other people who aren't even a part of your relationship.
We once had a client tell us, it feels like our bedroom is full of people. And it was. Kick everyone else out. Make your relationship your perfect relationship. It's only about and your partner.
When two people are together and they are just hearing the voices of other people in their lives, their parents, their grandparents, their pastors, their, you know, all these people telling them that they're wrong for having their relationship not look like they want it to look.
Right.
That's like having other people in your bedroom.
Right. And these people don't even know they're there.
Yeah.
But when you invite their ideas and their values, you've invited them in essence, invited them into your bedroom. Oh. Our next point. You said, quote unquote, or its evil twin, oh my God, you've changed.
Yeah. How many times have you heard that?
That is wielded as such an accusatory way, and there's never any explanation as to why that's a problem.
Yeah, that you've changed. Said like it's a bad thing.
Oh my God, people are not static, and any relationship is a catalyst for change, and the only failed relationship is where that change is shut down.
Yeah. A relationship that is the same today as it was 20 years ago is a failed relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It must grow as just like the people that grow within that. And one problem is that holding people to agreements that have been made previously, this is the energy of stasis, of death. And we're not trying to justify a lack of integrity or somebody unilaterally violating agreements.
No, this is different. But the fact is that a relationship actually, or even people, cannot stay exactly the same. You either are moving forward or you're decomposing.
Right.
No, just like
decaying,
you know. So
zombies.
Really, yeah.
Walking zombies.
The walking dead.
So if that prior agreement is no longer working for one or the other of the partners, they get, in a place of integrity, they get to bring it up. They get to bring it forward, and they get to schedule a sit down where you can communicate and you can renegotiate the agreements that make up your relationship. that set the boundaries of your relationship.
And you renegotiate them first before you...
Right, yes.
You know...
That's what integrity is.
Go off and do your own thing.
Yeah, going off and saying, well, I'm renegotiating on my own and I'll let you know about it later. That's not integrity. And that breaks trust. And trust is essential to a committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And to intimacy and to vulnerability. So... And when you sit down and renegotiate the relationship, nobody gets to give in. Nobody gets to sacrifice themselves on the altar of this relationship, because that's not a relationship. That's a form of slavery. You get to find a solution that works for both.
Mm-hmm.
And no blaming, no shaming. Just because somebody has chosen or has realized that it's no longer working for them, You don't get to put that on them as somehow that they are a failure because they have not right. remained the same.
And the other aspect to this is that sometimes two people or more come together and they're walking on the same path, they're playing the same game, and they do this for a time, whether it's months or years, and sometimes they just grow at a different rate, or they change, one of them moves on to a different game of life and a different purpose, and you're not going to be able to renegotiate something that works for both people. And it's okay if that relationship comes to an end. It is not a failure, because both people came together for a certain time and they learned and they grew and they taught each other what it is they came together to teach each other. They fulfilled those commitments, and moving on is not failure.
Right. It's a relationship. It's not an endurance contest.
Right.
And but also if you do sit down and you do say, look, this isn't working for me anymore, this is where I want to go, you may be surprised. That partner may be totally on board with going that direction, may have been considering it themselves.
Yeah, it may have been something that wasn't working for them either.
Right.
How do you know unless you actually talk about it?
Right. Or maybe they really don't care, but they just want to know that, you know, that they're valued enough that the agreements will continue to be honored, the trust can be maintained, and that the communication's open.
Yes.
So, perfect. And so, never lose sight of the fact that a relationship is about your spiritual journey together, your journey together of growth, healing, and the playing of two divine beings in the playground of life.
Yes. Life is a game. It's like a video game. And we're creating our own game. And we get to decide the rules. We get to choose the rules. And it's a game you're meant to win.
Yeah.
You really are. You're meant to win the game.
Massively
it's
massively multiplayer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's game. Your game. Yes. You get to decide.
Awesome.
So, and it should be a joyful journey together. You know, like Michael said, not an endurance contest.
Right. And our final point we want to make for this module is about the usefulness and the limits of labels. Labels have a usefulness. They kind of got a bad rap, but they do have a usefulness. They are a start.
It's just a starting point.
Now you can identify as monogamous, polyamorous, polygamous, heterosexual, homosexual, whatever. Every person's unique, and every relationship in particular is unique, and because it's involving more than one person.
And where it doesn't serve is when you're trying to fit yourself into a label that doesn't fit you, and there just aren't enough words. That's the thing. There just aren't enough words. The limitations are in the words. And when you feel like you have to fit into a particular label, then it's no longer serving.
Right. You all you're doing is trying to fit yourself into somebody else's construct. I like to look at labels as like a very roomy building. Gives you a sense of your starting point. And from there, you can decorate your building, your space, to reflect yours and your partner's personality, dreams, and values. It'll be your perfect space that fits within the walls, the general walls of that label. And it's only your inputs that matter. Nobody else gets to say, your building has to have this, or must contain that, or must not contain that. It's all, they don't get to have an input. This is your building.
Yes.
This is your
place. It's your life. It's your relationship. It's your game. It's the game you're playing. And like I said, you get to decide the rules. And if the game is no longer fun, it's time to play a new game.
That's right. And once you've got that groundwork in place and you're starting to decorate your space, let go of the label.
Yep.
They realize it's only a generality. Two monogamous in a room must have a completely different relationship from each other, since it involves different people.
Yeah.
Every monogamous relationship is different. Every polyamorous relationship is different. Particularly polyamorous, it can be very complex and completely different from one another.
Yeah, and very, very different.
Nobody else gets to come in and say, well, you're a polyamorous, so these are your rules. No.
No, you can have polyamorous relationships that are totally closed, committed relationships.
Yep.
Or you can have open relationships and a primary relationships.
There's every conceivable combination.
Yeah, there are so many different kinds of relationships. So don't try to just label yourself. It's about the people in the relationship coming to an agreement of what works for them.
Right. And get it designed, your perfect design that fits you and your partners.
And in your communications, quit playing the right-wrong game. It's about working and not working. It's not about that this is bad or wrong or this is right or good. It's about what works for those people in that relationship. And you know what they're talking about could totally work for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it's wrong because it's not working for them. It's just that it's not working. So if you use words that are more open, like working and not working, it takes the judgment and defensiveness out of communicating with the other person.
Right. It's not working for me. Is a very personal
thing. And can we find something that works for both of us?
For both of us, right. Right. And again, these are the label, the usefulness of the label is a starting point. You're with a new person, you're creating your relationship. Start with the labels. Okay, here's the labels. Here's the basic frameworks. Which one appeals to you, and then go from there to customize it for you and your partner.
Yes. And that's the way that you can create your own perfect relationship with your partner or partners. It's all about the communication. It's all about the integrity and creating and maintaining that trust and that intimacy that is essential in creating a beautiful, lasting relationship.
Right. And that finishes this module. It's been a pleasure talking to you and sharing with you.
Yes, and we look forward to connecting with you in module 4. It's all about provoking her desire. That's awakening desire in the divine feminine.
Yes.
Namaste.
Namaste.